nice follow-up. I think what's been a wonderful two-part series by Jean Lenthal on being transformed, part one and two. If you haven't had a chance to listen to those, they are posted on the website as well as on Facebook. But it's kind of inspired me, and I think that was sort of the motivation behind playing the song by Gino, Seek Your Face, because it is a very moving and meditative and thought-provoking song, but even more so that it provokes us and motivates us to keep seeking the Lord. And that's what I've entitled the sharing tonight, Keep Seeking the Lord. Now, if you know me, which many of you do, we've been in fellowship situations and social situations and possibly other types of situations, I don't really know. But, you know, when you're trying to find out information about something, generally you either ask someone else or you search for it on Google. You know, I've been known to do this or been expected to do this at times, but I always counter those particular inquiries by saying we never asked these types of questions 20 years ago. Nowadays, in the information age, we ask more questions about things than ever before. An example is, how far is the moon from the Earth? Or, who won the Super Bowl in 1982? Seriously? As if someone had that random information at the tip of their tongue? You know, truly the questions could be endless and somewhat wearisome. However, when it comes to the things of life, there is a source that is far beyond any man or even Google. It is the Lord God, who is the wisest, strongest, most wonderful and praiseworthy one, and it is He that we are encouraged to seek over and over and over again. In a world so full of distractions, worries, and activities, the enemy can get us so caught up in the affairs of life that we actually can disregard seeking God, and that can leave us helpless and frustrated. So tonight I want to share some what I believe to be encouraging, inspiring verses to just remind us again just how much God really loves us, He cares for us, and how much we need Him every moment of every day. And boy, that's one of the great confessions that we can make. It's like, help! God, I can't figure it out. I'm not smart enough, wise enough, good-looking enough, don't have enough education to figure out everything there is to know about the quality of life or what path I should go down or what's the right decision to make. We need God. We need to realize that our complete and full dependence upon God is a deciding factor. You know, Jesus, I believe, was the most God-dependent man that ever walked the face of the earth. And he just relied on God for everything. David in the Psalms will be here for, I think, three or four scriptures. But in Psalm 27, verse 4 and 5, he said, "One thing I ask for the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His sacred tent and set me high upon a rock." Boy, can you imagine the desire of a man's heart? "One thing I ask, this only do I seek, to be in the presence of God." And not only to be in the presence of God, but to be aware of the relationship as it's evolving and occurring and growing. It's a very dynamic relationship. And to me, dynamic, which I've said on many occasions, life is dynamic. It's just that life is constantly changing. And there's only one thing that's absolute, and that's God and His Word. Everything else is pretty much subject to change, I think. Psalm 119, if you're following along, Psalm 119. If not, I think it's probably the longest psalm, Psalm 119. in every verse pretty much mentions something about God's Word. Psalm 119, and we'll be right in the beginning there, verse 2. It says, "Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with the whole heart." Another way to phrase the word blessed is happy. Now, happy, 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 happy. Jeannie said that last night, something about don't worry, be happy. And, of course, we've heard that song over the years. But you know what? There's really one thing that makes us the happiest. When we're seeking God, when we're walking with God, when we're hearing from God, and He's embracing us and showing us and telling us how much He loves us and cares for us and what the future holds, and just engaged in the relationship. It's much easier to do the things of God when we're involved in the relationship with God rather than trying to do it independently, because that's what we think we should be doing. And so we have to kind of cross that bridge to get God engaged and in and as we're walking along. All right, here's another one, Psalm 34, verse 4. "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my what? Fears. They looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed." I sought God. I looked out. I sought God. That's kind of like the past tense of the word seek. I sought God. I sought Him out. And you know what? He didn't hang up on me. I didn't get voicemail. He heard me and He delivered me, thankfully, from all my fears. All my fears. And go down to verse 10 in the same psalm. "The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any what? Good thing." If we seek the Lord, we're not going to lack any good thing. It's when we're seeking all this other, all these other things, oh, and the distractions they come. Boy, it's not hard to get distracted. See, but to stay keeping your heart fixed, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." Got to kind of slap your mind around a lot of times just to get it back. Now, wait a second. Wait. Back, right? Proverbs. Moving on here. Proverbs 28, verse 5. "Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things." You know, we're just kind of scratching the surface on this particular topic, but already you can really begin to see that if you're seeking God, you're in the right. You're on the right team. You're on the right track, because that should potentially be the quest of all Christians, is to seek God first and foremost. First and foremost. We've shared this section of Scripture in Lamentations chapter 3. If not once, we've said it a number of times over the last few weeks. And it is a timely verse, I think. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21. "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him." Verse 25. "The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that what? Seeketh Him." Verse 26. "It is good that a man should both hope and, yes, quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." We won't go through it today, but you will see that there is a correlation between seeking God and remaining quiet and peaceful. It's really fascinating. Anyway, I want to move on to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. "His voice staying quiet, You know, in Chronicles it says, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. That God has the battle. He's working on our behalf. A lot of times the best thing sometimes we can do is just sit and wait and stand still. Remember Isaiah 40:31? They that what? Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings of eagles. Wait. And we wait expectantly that God is going to do something. God is going to provide the answers. Like it says here in Jeremiah 29:11. Love these verses. These are great. So encouraging. So inspiring. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of what? Peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your what? All your heart. And honestly, it doesn't really take a tremendous amount of effort to just turn your heart towards God and begin to seek after Him, to quest after Him, to engage in a conversation with Him, to embrace the relationship with you. And God's got things that He wants to tell us. He does. Jeremiah 33:3. I've said this before. That's God's phone number. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Well, wow, that's an expectation. That's something that can motivate us. We go unto God, we call to Him. He says, first of all, He's going to answer, and then He's going to show great and mighty things which we don't know. So everything that we do within this walk with God is not already known to us. That's part of the excitement of it. That's part of the beauty of it. And that's part of what it makes this Christian life so dynamic, that God can communicate, and we have to be open to the things of God and willing to embrace things not just as we've always seen them, but as the way God is revealing them. And Jesus was a master at this. He was masterful. Well, here's another good one. James 1:5. Sometimes these letters could be written 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide, right?
Yeah.
Because I think each and every one of us sitting right there by the phone, we could raise our hand as we read this. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Let him ask of God. Well, what is that? That's asking of God. That's seeking out to God. That's reaching out for God. That's calling unto God. And He says, I will answer you. If you need wisdom, perspective, what your role is, how things are unfolding, you're in the relationship with God. You can ask Him. And then be open to hearing, which involves listening to what God has to say. Not what we are expecting God to say, but what does He really have to say. Hebrews 11:6. I don't know if you're turning to all these places, but these are all great verses. Nothing else, you can re-listen to the teaching or look at them later, or maybe your fingers are doing well. Hebrews 11:6. But with faith, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently do what? Seek Him. Seek Him. Seek Him. I just don't even know what more a person can really say other than there is such a great benefit in seeking God. And really, it's kind of a response to us because of our love for Him. He loved us, so now we want to reach out to Him, seek Him, realize He's got our best interest in mind. Matthew chapter 7, kind of getting down to the close here. Two more sections. Actually, these are the last two verses in two translations. King James Version of Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be what? Opened." So our challenge many times is just to ask. If you lack wisdom, let him what? Ask of God. Seeking God. Pursuing God. Endeavoring to get God's perspective on things is going to require us to engage with our loving Heavenly Father, who wants nothing other than good for us. He's not withholding things from us. The Amplified Version of Matthew 7:7-8, close with this verse. "Ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, it will be open." And that's a promise that you can take to the bank. So whether you have the answer at this very second, at this very moment, is not the issue. The thing to reflect on and to be aware of is that God does have the perspective and the wisdom and the answers, and He has the resources and the provision above and beyond our ability to figure it out and come up with some sort of creative solution. So as we seek Him, listen for His answers, we will be assured that God is able. God is able to bring the deliverance. He's able to bring the answers. And when we receive, God gets the glory. All praise to Him. And as we seek Him, let's do it in a spirit of praise and a spirit of thanksgiving. Amen?
Amen.
Because He is our loving Heavenly Father. And He's smarter and more almighty than Google will ever endeavor to be. And He's got more wisdom and more knowledge and more of everything than this world could ever offer. So let's seek Him. And when we seek Him, we do it in thanksgiving.